Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the after show's on, and it's all about the KP.
Kelly Perry.
So we talked the other day in our after show about Kelly Perry, the beginning of Kelly Perry.
The beginning.
The Kelly Perry from Wynn, Arkansas.
Yes.
Who grew up with a very protective family, mm-hmm. who wasn't allowed to listen to much music at all,
mm-hmm.
was very rarely exposed to the radio.
No MTV.
Could you watch VH1?
No rated R movies.
Could you watch PG-13?
It depended.
So what age, PG-13, is anyone under the age of 13 not allowed? How old were you when you were allowed to watch PG-13?
I just remember like some of the big ones as far as like people being my age. I didn't watch Dirty Dancing until I was in college. And everybody I knew had already seen it.
All the girls loved it.
Everybody. Yeah. And then like any type of horror movies or any of that, I never watched any of those.
See, I still don't watch those. Mm-hmm. What about the movie with the guy, Long Duck Dong? What was that? Where he fell out of the tree.
I don't know what kind of movies you were watching.
Look up Long Duck Dong.
I'll spell it right.
That
Surely
sounds
that's
like
his
it.
Name. Surely I didn't make that up. Long Duck Dong? Dong.
What kind
Maybe
of
dong.
Movie?
Maybe it's not Dong.
That's a...
What kind of movie?
It was a romantic duck, comedy. Dong.
Dong?
Is it Dong?
There's...
he's actually Googled it.
It's a person.
It's a Wikipedia thing.
No, is it about a movie, though?
Yeah.
What's the movie?
I spelled duck wrong. It's the UK.
It's not with an F. That's a totally different movie with Long Dong.
It was a character.
16 Candles.
It was a character. Yeah. 16 Candles.
Yeah, I didn't watch that till later either.
Yeah. Is that the one where they did, see if they did Tune In Tokyo? In
yes. Pretty in Pink.
Tune In Tokyo.
Yeah. So Molly Ringwald. That was her name.
Molly what?
Ringwald. I don't know.
Did you say Molly Ringwald?
No, I don't think I did.
Did she?
Ringwald?
Ringwald.
Go back 15 seconds and tell me if she said that.
No.
I love Molly Ringwald.
Ringwald.
She was one of my favorites.
Oh, dude, that's funny.
So you couldn't watch any of those movies. Mm-mm. All right, so then like college happens and you go to, where'd you go first?
I graduated and I was going to play basketball. I did not get a scholarship, but I was going to walk on to Wichita Baptist University. And then I was also going to go to Union University, which is in Jackson, Tennessee, and ended up about 2 weeks before school started, I changed my mind and went back to make plans to go to Wichita.
And where is Wichita?
It is in Arkadelphia. It's across the street from Henderson. There's two colleges there.
All right. So you go there. How many years did you go there?
Two.
And what'd you do there?
Well, I was an
undergrad. Come of age?
Actually.
You didn't even then,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. I was, let's see, that was 1997 when I left there. And then I came home, ended up marrying Kurt's dad after my sophomore year of college. And then I drove back and forth to ASU for 5 years.
What'd you go there for 5 years for?
Ended up finishing my PE degree and then I got a master's in education as well.
Oh, that's good.
So.
How do you feel about that?
I don't use it.
But you kind of do.
No, like, no, I mean, yeah.
You don't have to have it with your job, but it's great that you have your skills for the after-school program.
Yeah, if I was a teacher, I would get paid more for having it, but no one else wants to pay you more if you have a master's, really.
Unless you're in that specific field.
Yeah.
But I remember when your husband was telling me, and I think you guys were married at that point, but Joey was saying, hey, Kelly's going to transition and kind of help me run an after-school program mm-hmm. as a part of the martial arts. So he's like, that'd be such a big help. And it ended up being a great decision.
Yeah, it's been great. And just being in school and learning some of those teaching methods and best practices and all that kind of stuff has helped me with kids and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. But that's a lot, man. You've been dealing with kids for a long time.
Long time.
It's a lot of kids.
And I coached when I was younger, too. So, like, I've been working with kids since I was probably 18.
So, let's go back to Wichita.
Mm-hmm. Because Ouachita.
Ouachita. I'm an Indian outlaw.
I'm a Cherokee Choctaw.
Something like that. I know it's an awe. What was that school like?
Very bubbled.
Is it religious?
Mm-hmm. Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist school.
Mm-hmm.
But we know a bunch of people who went there.
Yeah. The Cobbles both graduated from there. My brother graduated from there. And like any college, you can find anything you want on a college, university, on a campus. But I was still very sheltered there.
So is that where, did Baber go there?
Yep.
Barrett Baber.
Graduated from there.
I think Dan Reeves from Journey Campus went there as well.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Right?
It's a big music school. There's a lot of people that go there to be music majors.
Yeah.
Is that a two-year school?
It's a four-year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably go there.
So I can leave and be gone.
I didn't mean it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a four-year degree?
Yeah, I do.
Were you not sure?
He looked up and had to think about it. Did you see that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, I do.
I still don't know if you know for sure.
Well, I mean, it's like, I don't know how a two-year college works, but I'm assuming you don't have to do as many of like those basic classes.
It's an associate's degree. If you do have like 2 years, it's associate's, 4 years, bachelor.
Yeah, so I have
more than that.
I have a bachelor's degree, which basically means I took my two years of basics, and then I got into my emphasis after that. So.
That's good though, right?
I like your emphasis.
Do you feel like you're using it?
Yeah, I mean, my mom was in journalism and broadcasting and all that kind of stuff.
I tell you the truth?
No.
You don't want to know the truth.
I know the truth.
I know the truth.
What's the truth?
That you don't need one.
If you have talent, yeah.
That's
a talent business. It truly is.
That's how it is. I mean, I just wanted one in case, you know, there's ever that opportunity where a management kind of role came up and it's like, oh, he has a degree on top of everything he's already done. So I think it's kind of like that bonus. Like, I look at college degrees as in, I don't care where you, unless you're a doctor or something specific like that, but if you're a talented individual and something that doesn't cause you to, like, know a bunch of things science-wise, it's like, okay, he has his college degree that shows that he completed something, he worked hard at it.
Totally.
So that's why I want this guy over, you know, this dude over here.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with teaching, though. Like, none of the classes, except, you know, how to write a lesson plan and stuff, but none of that got me ready for the experience I was going to have as a teacher, except for, like, the student teaching and internship.
Yeah.
They need to do that for longer than, I think it was a semester back when I did it, but they need to do that longer.
So do you think as people go forward in life that college will become less important?
Yes.
Because, okay, I look at jobs, even when I see them today, and we're probably still on the latter end of that deal, but there are a lot of places for good paying jobs. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, you know, you want to make really good money, that they want that. But I do sense that people are kind of looking at it like, I don't know, like, well, maybe people don't necessarily have to spend all that money and get $50,000 or $60,000 in debt.
Well, the thing is, college isn't for everybody. It's just not. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that I went through, and I'm not saying this is like a problem with me personally, but I grew up in that generation where you had to go to college, you had to get a college degree, you had to do this, you had to do that. But I hope the trend for the future is, hey, do what you think is best for you. If you don't think college is for you, don't do it. Because, I mean, imagine you're 3 years in, you hate everything, now you just spent all that money for nothing. You know,
a piece of paper.
You're 90. Yeah. You're 90 hours into a college degree. You've worked your butt off, and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Or you end up with a degree, and you can't find a job in that field, so you have to do something else where your degree doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I've actually heard somebody who went through, and I can't remember what type of school it was. It was somebody that we know through our family, who went through all this schooling and applied for whatever type. It's like a medical job or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through all this stuff and didn't get approved, like accepted into the
program.
The program, yeah. Like, they did all the schooling, went all the way in debt, and then didn't get accepted.
What so do you now, do then?
Yeah. And this is somebody who, you know, they're not 18 years old to where you have the rest of your life to pay it off.
Well, the thing, too, is how expensive it is as well. Because if you look at that college experience, you know, you went to school for 7 years in total. That's a lot of money that people are pumping out. And tuition is only going up every single year at all these colleges. And so that's getting more expensive. I've heard more people going to trade schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about, if you own your own business and you're a plumber or an electrician or anything like that, you can still make really, really good money.
Yeah.
You have to work your butt off like you would anywhere else.
Sure.
But that college experience, I think that is probably going to decline a little bit. Because it is getting so expensive, and people look at it like,
Well, yeah, I think it was really important to like our parents. Mm-hmm. Like they wanted us to do better than them. And in their head, that was going to school.
You know? My grandfather all the way. Mm-hmm. He was going to pay for every grandkid's college. There's seven of us. Mm-hmm. He was going to pay for all of us to go to school and started that process for every single one of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but that's like awesome. My deal was, and in hindsight, I look back, I'm like, well, maybe I could have done that differently. But like I was so gung-ho into the career thing and the wrestling deal, which ended up being the radio deal and the entertainment deal that, you know, and it worked out. Doesn't work out for everybody. At the same point, though, as I look at different things, if I want to leave this field and go do something else, especially in a different market, because like here I think there's still a little bit of that benefit of me being so public for so long. But I think if I were to go like back to Dallas and didn't have that degree, it might still affect you now for a really good job.
Yeah.
I think you have a proven track record, though. Like, you've been successful in pretty much every line of work you've done since you were 18 years old.
But let's say I go in and I want to be a banker, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm
going to Dallas to be a banker where people don't know me and my skills don't show that.
You have
I've
a lack of experience.
Yeah, through
so
that.
Radio, you'd probably be fine because you have all that experience to back it.
I would say,
or other entertainment jobs or marketing jobs with entertainment type organizations.
I would say one of the most important things you can do in school is get that experience and network. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you want to do well in class.
Context,
but
network, yeah.
I've heard so many people, though, that say, like in media jobs especially, like we don't even look at a GPA. If you graduated, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. If you had a 2.0, we don't even look at it. We look and see how well you did in, you know, your packages that you create in school, which I do a good job of that. It's like they require you to go out and make your resume reels and things
if
like
you
that.
You were involved.
That you can send out, how much you were involved in student organizations on campus.
Who cares, though?
A lot of it, I mean, yeah.
But, I'm just saying, okay, here's where it screws people up. There's some people who don't get interviews who be really great employees and who are really smart and really skilled and work really hard. They don't get the interview because somebody else went through an organization. Like that's silly when you think about it. When you really think about it, like you might be passing up or not even talking to people who would be really good employees, you know, and I guess the other ones might be as well. But I think if you don't have that, sometimes they discount you.
Yeah.
It's that networking thing though. It's so important nowadays.
But leave here. Let's say you move to Oregon. You probably aren't going to know anybody there.
No, that's very true.
So what do you, I mean, that's where the degree probably still helps to an extent.
I think that's where the
degree, probably a couple generations down the road from where it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. And I think we're just on like the beginning process of that because there are plenty of people who are very, very successful who didn't do that well in college or didn't really get that degree at all. They might have started it and gave up or they just didn't even attempt at it and they just worked their butt off and people see that.
Yeah. So, and you have to like, we should be chasing our passion.
Yeah.
And that's really what we should do in our lives is chase our passion as opposed to trying to go and, oh, well, I guess I need to do this to be able to do this. I mean, because then are you really living or are you just kind of like just existing because you're a part of being alive?
Yep. There's a lot of pressure from parents on, you know, you're going to be a doctor. We're going to plan for this right now. You're 5 years old. At 27, you're finally going to be out of school and then you'll be a doctor.
Yeah.
And then there's so much debt after that.
Yeah. Maybe you're not chasing your passion or maybe that is your passion.
Yeah.
Like in hindsight, I look at some of that stuff like, man, if I would have done that, if I would have had that passion early, but now I'm kind of like, well, I mean, so what if I have that passion now? You know?
Colonel Sanders was like 60 something before he came up with the concept for KFC.
Really?
And now his picture's everywhere.
Dude, that's legit.
Yeah. He went to like 1,000 different businesses and tried to get them to help sponsor him and put him up, you know, give him the money to build a restaurant. And when he finally did, it just blew up. And he was like, retirement age in his mid 60s when he did all that.
It's like Hattie B.
There you go.
Hattie B.
She has a chicken place in Nashville.
I love hearing those kind of stories though, where someone's like, you know, you know, like you say, I'm too old to do this. I don't believe that either.
No.
You're only 41.
I get that, but there's this deal of, I don't know. You don't, when you're my age and you have a family, you take less risks. You know, where like your age, you can take whatever risk you want. Because you're not so rooted in the life.
You can go jump off the roof right now and
call it risky business.
Yeah, you can do that. But it's wild to think about like how much those college degrees and all that probably, you know, in some ways still do make a difference, but will they always?
Yeah.
It makes me think, and one of the people that flashed into my head a second ago as you were talking through that was the entrepreneur Gary Vee, who I know like you listen to him, I listen to him, Joey listens to him. He's very much, you know, He's not an education guy. He's get out and get real world experience, earn money, and
that's
do what
Joey
you want.
Is. Yeah, he started. He went to a year of college and just wasn't for him. He already knew what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. He opened, you know, a karate school when he was 17.
Yeah.
But he had to teach himself everything. Like, no one taught him how to market. No one taught him how to do Facebook. Like, he taught himself everything. Yeah. So.
But you know what? You can learn all that now by going online. Mm-hmm. It's like kids learning Fortnite dances. It's just, I mean, you can learn whatever you want.
You can Google how to spread your Instagram message and different things like that. I have on my phone right now three different articles I want to read about Instagramming and Facebook and Twitter and just how to utilize all that kind of stuff. Yep. And Gary Vee, I mean, I listened to a thing he did the other day, and it was like he went to a college classroom. He was about to make a speech to him or something like that, and he always likes to sit down and listen to the professor. And he said some really bad things about that. He's like, these people are living in the past. They're not living and looking toward the future. Everything they're saying is dead wrong. And to a lot, I mean, there's not many people that could come out and say that. I think Gary Vee can because he's a multimillionaire and he's done incredibly well with his company and he's taught himself a lot.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who went to college. I mean, he got a degree. You know, he went to a four-year school and got the, all that kind of stuff done. Then he came back and, you know, did his entrepreneur thing and...
He made his money outside his degree, though.
Yeah, he did.
He started off by making his money by doing YouTube videos about wine.
Yeah, that's wild.
And then he ended up, it was just the perfect timing. Mm-hmm. You know, he hit the right thing at the right time, and then he took off and invested in the right stuff. And
yeah.
So anyway, that's all based on Kelly going to Washita.
How'd we go off on that rant?
Washita.
Oh.
It was not
when you in the shower. In you should wash it all. That's how I'm gonna remember it though. That's because I have to have those weird things.
Wash it all. Yeah.
Wash it all. Okay. So college, you go to A-State. Yep. Did you have a good experience at A-State?
Loved it. And they're also known for their PE program. Back when I went to school, they were known. And that's what I wanted to do was teach PE and coach, and not just like roll out a ball. I wanted to really teach kids like. I would have lessons on the heart and how blood went through the heart, and they'd have to climb through stuff. Like, I would have dance lessons. Like, I was very, I wasn't the normal PE teacher when you think about back when you were growing up with the whistle.
Run them all.
Yeah. I did a lot of really fun stuff with my classes.
So, but you got married, right? Before A-State or during
A-State? I got
A-State?
Married right when I had turned 20. I was starting my junior year of college.
At A-State or Washita?
At A-State.
Okay, so she's going to A-State. She's married and she's young.
Yeah.
Right?
20.
Let's look at the campus because I don't know. I'm out of touch with it, David. But like how many of the 20-year-olds are married there?
Huh. I'm pretty sure I was like the only one.
I was wondering, like even back then, were you probably one of the few?
It was 97, 98.
That's got to be tough going to college as a married person.
It was. And at the time, I didn't think it was. But now looking back, like I caused myself a lot of grief, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it though, it's like, I would say most of the commuters are in kind of long-term relationships or, okay.
I forget there is a lot of commuters.
That's what people don't realize about A-State. It's a big commuter school. A lot of people don't live on campus and they drive back and forth. They may be living in Paragould and Lake City and Wynn. I was living in Wiener and drove back and forth for 2.5 years.
But you weren't married.
Yeah, I
was. All your friends waited until y'all were done.
Yeah, and most people who live on campus, I'm going to assume, but they're not married.
When I see college students, and I'll see, as we're recording this, I'm going to do an event tonight in front of thousands of college kids. I'm going to assume all of them are single. Not necessarily single. I'm going to assume all of them are not married.
Yeah.
Like, I don't picture, if they come to our tailgate tent, I don't think, well, this is a married couple.
Right. Yeah.
Now, sometimes you may get a couple who's engaged, you know, they're a junior, senior in college, and they're engaged, and they're going to get married right after school. But for the most part, unless they're a little bit older and they took some years off and they're back, because I had classes with people who were married. I had classes with people who already had, you know, 2, 3, 4-year-olds, multiple kids.
I
know,
get that.
You kind of see that every once in a while.
Well,
so,
people, especially who go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you go back to school, it's different.
Little tidbit, I wanted to be on the A-team, which it was called the A-team back then, which is a spirit dance. And I had a friend that was friends with the girl who was over it at the time, and they said that they... basically, I was told that since I was married, that I probably wouldn't have a good chance of getting on the team.
Why though?
Because I drove back and forth and I was married. It was too tough.
That commute.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because you would have had to go to the...
Although, when I was getting my master's, which I graduated in 01, and then there wasn't in December, and there wasn't any jobs open, so I stayed and was a grad assistant, so I taught. So I would have 8 o'clock concepts of fitness classes. that I would have to teach and come from when. So, and then I would have class myself in the afternoon from like 6 to 9 sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
So like it was a long year and a half to get my master's.
I had that grind for a minute too. That was pretty rough because you talk about an 8 o'clock class, maybe a 9 o'clock class after that. You get a break, maybe you eat your lunch, then you have a 3 o'clock class. Some of those classes, man, it's like you have to get in certain crap and they only offer it for 1 or 2 times out of the week. And it's like, well, I can't do it here because it's already scheduled, so I have to take this 4 o'clock afternoon class.
For me, it happened perfect, though, because I would not have gone back to school. Like, if I would have gotten a job, I'm not the kind of person that's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to school.
Yeah.
Like, it just it ended up working out, and then a couple of the professors I was under at that time were like, hey, this is a good idea for you. You don't have any jobs right now, and so kind of talked me into it. And I loved it. Like, I you know, learned a lot and stuff, but it was a long year and a half.
That sounds kind of brutal.
Yeah.
You know what? It drives me crazy, too, when kids are like, yeah, I'm just too busy. It's like, you're too busy to do what? You can't do this internship because you're busy. You live on campus. You don't have a job. You literally are taking 12 hours, and two of those classes are online. You're too busy.
You got time.
You always have freaking time.
But like we talked about this, I think, on the show yesterday a little bit. I always assume when you look at the students that like they just kind of do their thing, right? Like when I see football players, well, they just play football. I see the dance team, well, they just do the dance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I forget they're going to class.
Yeah.
And they're carrying that whatever their load is, and then they have to go to practice, and then they have to go to all those games. So like those commitments, and I really think about the Spirit Squad because they really don't have an off season.
Right.
Like they're at all the different things. Like think about them or the band.
And a lot of them have jobs.
And I don't even think about that. I don't think about them working.
And they may work 10 hours out of the week because they need that money. Because a lot of that stuff, it's like, may not necessarily get a big scholarship. Think about, I don't know the scholarship situation with like cheerleaders or anything like that, but baseball players, maybe a couple of guys get a full ride, but most of them don't. So they still have to pay for their school. Mm. Any guys who's on the football team that's walked on, they're not getting a scholarship.
So they go to class, whatever their schedule is. Mm-hmm. They play football. They have to find a way to make some money, but then they're gone. And they have practice and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and
brutal.
And they're worn out.
Yeah, and I never think about that. Mm-hmm. I figure, like, I hear the name Justice Hanson. I'm like, oh, he just gets to play football. That's cool. I forget about the fact he's going through school.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at Blaze Taylor. That dude graduated with his master's in 4 years while playing football. Like, that's cool. Stupid good. That's awesome. I love that story. And it was like, it went nationwide, too, because he was, like, the only guy who did that last year.
Well, we talked to C.J. Pepper, who played basketball at Arkansas State, and he said he did the full basketball thing and then came back to finish school, which a lot of people did because you want to finish that deal, and it was tough to do it all when you're trying to play the sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, those big-time athletes, I don't know how they do it. Like the guys who go off to the NFL, you talk about intense training and you talk about a program. I mean, they're going to take care of you. You kind of hear those stories of like, well, here's what Darren McFadden was doing at Arkansas during his time, and, you know, they might have
like
taken
what?
Well, there was one story where the dude was like, I think he had hurt his foot, and he had one of those little cart things, like what you would see at Walmart almost, and literally drove that thing all the way to class, like got in the building, got in the elevator with it, drove to class in it, sat there, I don't know what he did in class, and then left. And it's like you hear those kind of stories about those kind of guys, and Ryan Mallett had a really bad story where somebody... you know those little Scantron deals that you have to take to class, and it's like
the number two pencil.
Yeah, you have to have the number two pencil.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Mallett, quarterback, Arkansas Razorback, still in the NFL today, was saying something like, "Who's got a Scantron for Ryan Mallett?" No one said anything, and so he had to get up and leave. That was like a huge story that went around, like even to hear.
I don't get it.
What is happening?
I don't know. Like you tell me those kind of stories.
Can I ask you, Kelly?
That story just came to mind.
What the hell is he talking about?
I'm telling you, that's a true story.
Me and Brandon were looking at each other like, I don't, did we get lost or were we not paying attention?
No, it's kind of like, where's this story going?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out the other guy.
Darren McFadden's deal?
What are you so impressed with? The fact that he was like, on a cart?
Well, you're not allowed to do that kind of stuff for the most part. They're going to tell you, like, hey, park that outside, man. You can't bring this in here.
But if he's hurt, David.
Well, if he's hurt, he can still manage around on, you know, what's the stuff you put on your armpits?
A crutch.
Crutches.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just telling you, man.
Is off the rails.
A lot of athletes own campus.
I understand.
I gotcha. He's a little upset because he wasn't one.
Look at his smile. He's over here going, why did I start?
Let me delete that.
These are my favorite moments.
We can't delete it.
These are the moments.
I knew you were going to do that.
All right. Well, David hijacked most of Kelly's show.
Shut up.
Kelly, nice knowing you.
All right. It's been good, guys.
We'll meet back up on Kelly's day of college, day number two. What do you want to say, David? You have something? I can tell.
I have nothing I want to
say.
He
wants
say
to it. Die.
Say what you want to say.
I apologize.
Say what you need to say.
We'll make this about Kelly. I won't say another word.
No, I started the college stuff. It's my fault. You started the sports stuff.
We love you, David.
Hey, tell me that story one more time about Ryan Mountain's
scandal.